The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. It's Thursday, June the 8th, and I'm Andy Holding. Going to be looking at a 7-race programme here tonight at Leopardstown, where we've got two features in the shape of the Glencairn Stakes at 6:50 and the 7:25, which brings about the mile and a half, 3-year-olds for the King George V Cup, which of course is listed status. We've got some good handicaps and maidens alike scattered around the rest of the card. And we should hopefully have a productive evening. The one word of warning tonight is do keep an eye on the weather there tonight. Leopardstown indeed throughout the course of the afternoon. There are plenty of showers and thunderstorms forecast for the Dublin area. So at time of recording, the good to yielding is likely to change quite significantly throughout the day and evening. So keep an eye on that. Provisions have been made by myself to take into account perhaps one or two hefty showers that might alter the ground.
Race one.
We begin with the 5:50, which is a 7-furlong maiden for the fillies. And the one to surround this race or rate the race around would be Shapes from the Jer Lion stable. She is the selection here, following her two promising performances behind Alpha Centauri and Actress, respectively, at Nace. At the first occasion, she finished within three lengths of Jessica Harrington's very impressive filly, and although she got beaten a little bit further the next day, I certainly wouldn't hold it against her, because I do think, as I said, the front two in the market are going to be vying for honours at the Royal Ascot, perhaps in the Albany Stakes. This obviously looks a little bit more straightforward, and with the experiences she's got, hopefully she can overcome stall number 13, which can be a bit tricky. The other one to keep an eye on as well is It's My Turn from the Jessica Harrington stable. The form of that Curragh race in which this horse was fourth on debut has worked out well. Another bat has won for George Scott subsequently, and the Morello from the I Know Brian camp, who's last of the six, has also gone in at Tipperary. Adding the Aidan O'Brien trio, then we should have quite an informative affair to kick off the proceedings in the opener.
Race two.
On to the 6:20 then, which is a 7-furlong conditions race, and the one I like here is Michael O'Callaghan's Mar Fee Healer. This horse was strongly fancied on debut to get off the mark at the first time of asking, and albeit he didn't manage to achieve the feat, he certainly ran creditably to suggest that the money in his direction was correct. Probably didn't quite get the mile or seat out when he came here a few weeks later behind Irish Correspondent, but to be fair, he was up against a horse who went on to finish third behind Churchill in the Irish 2000 Guineas. Off the mark last time out in pretty impressive fashion at Dundalk, his confidence will be sky high coming in here. His time figures are good. I think they've probably found his ideal trip now, 7 furlongs, and because he's got course experience as well and goes on the ground, I expect a big run from Marfi Healer in race two.
Race number three.
On to the first of the listed races then, which comes up at 6:50, which is the Glencairn Stakes. And the market surrounds Making Light here from the Dermot Weld stable. This horse was really impressive once she got her conditions towards the back end of last season, winning really easily in a fast time at Limerick, and then following that up with a victory here over tonight's course and distance over in a Group 3 contest to round off her season. Not sure why Dermot didn't prepare this horse for the Irish 1000 Guineas. Perhaps he didn't think that the ground was going to be perfect for her at the County Kildare venue, but as it turned out, it probably would have been fine. But either way, she certainly looks the one to beat on all known form. However, I do think Marshall Jennings will give her some kind of race, and does look a reasonable each way alternative around about the 6-1 mark this morning, obviously representing a stable which is in cracking form at the moment. As we all know, this horse ran really well last time out over a distance which was probably just short of his best ever 7 furlongs at Nace last time out. Prior to that, he chased down one of Dermot Weld's nice 4-year-olds called Rose de Pierre over tonight's course and distance. And a repeat of that run, surely we'll see this horse go very close. He's got plenty of form on soft ground. He often finishes his races off quite well. And I think he'll definitely be in the frame, whichever way you strip it down.
Race four.
On to the 7:25 then, which is the second of the listed contests. This one's for the 3-year-olds. And this looks a wide open affair, despite Ezra being put in quite short this morning. I actually don't think she's probably got a biggest chance as the market suggests, albeit she looked quite impressive the last time we saw her at the Curragh towards the back end of September. Her form probably doesn't stack up to the amount that the market suggests, and I think she's probably worth taking on at the price. The one I really like here is Knight of Glory from the Michael O'Callaghan stable. He made an impressive start to his career when he finished second behind Chronicles at Navan, and then he backed up that performance with a scintillating effort at the Curragh last time out, powering clear of what turned out to be a very good field at the home of Irish Racing. He beat Wisconsin from the Aidan O'Brien stable, who of course has gone on to boast the form with a smooth victory down in Tipperary the other day. His time figure is good, and I really liked his attitude. He just seemed to really relish the extra step up in stamina, and he powered clear to the line. I do think this mile and a half will suit him here this evening, and this gelding by Sea of the Stars is a confident choice to go very close there in that 7.25.
Race 5.
On to the first of the really competitive handicaps, then, which comes up at 7.55, which is a mile apprentice contest. Plenty of horses that can be fancied here. The number one choice would probably have to be Corbus from the Richard Braverson stable. This horse absolutely loves it here at Leopardstown. He's won here twice in 9 runs, and indeed he's been placed on numerous occasions in between times. Good second last time out beyond Geological, in a very competitive race back here on the 7th of May. He also ran well on his first start this season behind Beachmark Whisper in a race which is working out well. He won't mind the ground, he won't mind the trip, he's got a good pilot on board, and he looks a fairly solid looking bet in what is a very wide open race.
Race number 6.
On to the 8.30 then, plenty of horses can be fancied here, and we've got probably two or three that we can mention here against the field. Automated has to be the number one choice from the Gordon Elliott stable. He was a useful horse on the flat when he was trained previously by Joe Lyons, and he's done really well throughout the winter for Gordon Elliott over hurdles. He ran quite well behind Super Sunday in the Coral Cup, and he completed his campaign over the smaller obstacles when he was fifth in a very competitive 0-153 at the Punchestown Festival, and he did some really good late work to finish fifth behind Open Eagle. The form of that race looks really solid. Off a mark of just 75, obviously now in the care of Gordon Elliott, he's got to go well, surely, and he should be up to winning plenty of good races on the level, you'd imagine, off that mark. Plenty of others to mention, as I said. Dodgy Bingo has definitely got to come into the equation as well. He also, similarly to Automated, has been running excellently over hurdlers late. He managed to win a couple of starts ago at Ballyrobe, and he didn't perform too badly the day in a much more competitive race down in Killarney. He's definitely got to be put onto the shortlist. And the other one to mention as well is Andrew McNamara's Creative Talent, who again is another one who's been running really well over hurdles, and surely is much better than his current 63 handicap mark suggests. But Automated, he is the number one choice there in the penultimate contest.
Race 7.
On to the final race then, which is a mile and a quarter handicap coming up at 9 o'clock. Again, another wide open affair. It seems to be the theme of the night with my selections, but I do think Michael O'Callaghan's got a really good chance here with Veneer of Charm. The visor seems to have really revitalised this horse in recent times, so much so that he managed to win a very competitive handicap at Navan the last time we saw him beat in a 22 strong field and landing a bit of a punt into the process. I do like the way he powered on strongly in the latter stages. His time figure was excellent for the grade, and the fourth horse, Les Arcou, went down to Garin the other day and boosted the form with a pretty smooth success on that occasion. Soft ground shouldn't inconvenience him too much because he's gone on heavy the time before at Cork. So I'd be hopeful there with Veneer of Charm running really well. The other one to mention is Simmerfire from the Robbie McNamara stable. He comes out of a really good race on the time figures down in Cork the last time we saw him on his seasonal reappearance behind Vocal Response. He's got plenty of soft ground form behind that as well last season. His runs at Tipperary and Listowel certainly back up that view. And with the likelihood of this horse improving as time goes on and for a step up in trip, I think Simmerfire is another one worth mentioning in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding signing off until you come back again tomorrow, where we're going to be taking a look at the evening jumps card at Clonmel. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.